Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about your dumb lady. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I found a lot of clips of women doing stupid shit. Hell, the women in my personal life are doing fucking stupid shit. You try to take care of them because no one else will, because they're related to me, and I'm like, ugh. But then you try to clean up their mess, and they try to fucking smack your hands. He's like, don't bite the hand that feeds you. If I'm trying to help you, don't do that shit. Don't be fucking stupid. Yes, just like this fucking bitch. It says, special ed teacher rapes a 17-year-old student for 4 hours sex marathon. That bitch is pretty, but yeah, you shouldn't be touching underage kids. Yes, 17, 18, you could have waited a few months or a year at the most and you could have fucked them. Yes, it would have been more of a moral thing because you're not supposed to fuck your students, but the guy's extra tender, so that's just another level of bullshit. Well, anyways, it is what it is, so let's continue. Yes, friends, I have a clip of a chick talking shit about Donald Trump. I hate Donald Trump for other reasons, right? Anyways, let's play the clip of that fucking cunt. Let's go.
Number one issue that you guys are upset about, the bigot in the chair. What's the worst thing Trump's done so far?
Well, let me help this stupid blue-haired bitch. Yes, Donald Trump, he's fighting that Iran war. He's not even for the United States, he's fighting for Israel. He's sending all the cash and prizes, all the money, to foreign wars. Yes, also, he's not kicking out all these stupid illegal immigrants out of here. They're not fucking refugees, they're fucking parasites and fucking ghouls. Get rid of them. Yes, how about him fucking not doing anything for the fucking people? Yeah. No, he's not doing shit. He's doing things for other people. He's supposed to make MAGA, supposed to make America great again. What is he fucking doing? Making Israel great. So, fuck him. This dumb bitch doesn't know shit. But what do I know? Apparently I'm fucking stupid. But whatever, let's continue.
Let's see, where do I start? I think, obviously, I feel like the top thing... Oh my god, wait.
Yeah, you see how fucking stupid women are? The shit that they fucking do? Yeah, all you gotta do is just spread your legs open, take fucking semen, and make sandwiches. That's all you fucking have to do. We don't need to hear your stupid ass opinions. You're fucking retarded. All you have to do is just fucking shut the fuck up, get in the kitchen, and be pregnant. But no, you still find a way to fuck that shit up. What's wrong with you, lady? Stop being retarded. But you can't stop, can you? Well, anyways, we're on this trajectory, so let's continue.
The whole thing with, like, immigration, I think, is probably, like, my biggest, like, ick, I guess.
Oh, I know why, because you want all that foreign cock. But guess what, bitch? You know they're gonna institute their Sharia law and all that shit. Yeah, a lot of these motherfuckers are fucking Muslim. If you wanna be wearing fucking sand people outfit, yeah, you actually kinda need that shit. Look at you. You have fucking shit in your hair. You're fucking showing your tits and ass and all this fucking shit. You look like something that comes out of a cartoon. And yeah, you think these fucking assholes are not gonna fucking enslave you? Yeah, that's what you deserve. Yes, friends, maybe we should become Muslim too and start enslaving all these fucking bitches. Just saying, but let's continue.
If you want to call, I don't really know what to say. You know, everything that he's doing, like, financially with, like, the government funds, military.
Yes, this is so lovely. This woman is complaining about the money going to all these things. They're like, gee, lady, you voted for this type of shit. Yes, you give these governments all these stupid powers to do all this stupid shit, and when it doesn't work out, you can, oh, what's wrong? Well, gee, that's why women shouldn't be voting. They shouldn't have any rights. Yes, all you gotta do is go in the kitchen, and we men will take care of you. All you gotta do is just look pretty, raise children, and make the sandwiches. But no, we have to take this thing from you. Yes, you are fucking retarded. So because of that, we have to take this. Yes, I'm sorry, you might think it's rape, but eh, we're doing this because we love you. Enjoy.
Funds, everyone, times. I'm in latex right now.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes, what a stupid bitch. It looks like a sunny day outside. So I bet your pussy's all fucking sweaty and smelly, huh? It probably smells like an open sewer down there, right? Ugh. Anyways, let's continue.
I'm in long sleeves, so it's pretty hot out here today.
Sorry, I need it.
Yes, so...
Put her out, y'all. Simple question, put her out. Tapping out.
Yes, that chick was very fucking stupid, and she should be put out fucking out of her misery, but it is what it is. Yeah, and you know what's funny? They guys, because they're so fucking thirsty, they listen to these stupid bitches just because they want to get into that fucking sweaty ass clam. But don't be fucking retarded. Yes, but I have a clip of a family, of a couple, that the woman is talking shit. All you want is fucking steak and eggs, and this bitch is just busting your fucking balls. Yes, they're driving in Australia, and this chick is complaining because of bullshit. So let's watch.
What the fuck? It must have been in the fucking
car.
Oh, it's a green snake, babe.
Yes, this bitch is complaining because there's a snake on the fucking car. Hey, so he says it's not snake on a plane, right? That's a stupid movie. I never saw it, but there's a lot of memes. But yeah, this bitch is fucking complaining about a fucking snake. But did she complain last night when she was playing with the dude's trouser snake? Who knows? We don't have a clip of that shit. And I don't know if the guy has a big ass dick or a small one. But know how bitches are, they complain about every little thing. So, whatever. Let's watch.
It's all over.
Oh,
I wanted to die, so I can just get out.
I can't. There's nowhere to fucking pull over.
It's a green.
Yes, that's a fucking snake. I don't know shit about snakes. Do you guys do? I don't. So yeah, if I see a snake like that, I'm not gonna fucking grab it. It's like, you're fucking stupid. I'm not pulling over for that shit. I know someone that's fucking insane like that. My uncle. That fucking guy is batshit crazy. Do you know what he does for fucking fun? The motherfucker catches rattlesnakes and he keeps them as pets. Yeah, you go inside his fucking house and he has fucking snake skins all over the fucking place. Yeah, that fool's fucking insane. Gee, I guess I'm insane too, so I guess, runs in the family? Maybe? Anyways, let's continue.
Tree snake.
Well, it's gonna fucking die. Oh, no.
Yeah, look at that fucking snake just waving in the wind, just saying hi. Yeah, I bet that bitch is getting turned on. She's fucking seeing that thing fucking wiggling around. She's gonna, ooh, penis! No, bitch, it's not a penis. It's a fucking snake, you fucking retarded bitch. But let's continue.
Oh, man, babe.
I'm not fucking stopping, mate. I mean, what, you gonna fucking flick it off?
That's a weird name to call your wife, mate. Yeah, is that her pet name or some shit? Yeah, isn't a mate like a friend or something you call a dude? Yeah, I'm not gonna call my wife that. I'd be calling her, well, she called you babe, but I don't know. People have some weird ass relationships, so who knows? Maybe the guy gets pegged by her. Hey, it happens, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Alright.
It'll climb off. Oh, man.
Hold on, I can't do anything. There's nowhere I can pull over yet. That's so fucking scary.
Oh, you just drive, but I just think we should pull over.
Oh, where am I gonna pull
I'm
over?
I'm just saying.
Look, guy, you need to tell your woman to shut the fuck up. It's not that hard. We're not pulling over. I don't give a fuck about that fucking snake. It might be poisonous. Fuck that snake. There's more snakes out there, so that fucking snake could eat a dick. Right? Just saying. We shouldn't be listening to these stupid women. They're there to be making sandwiches and babies. That's it.
Bubba, there's a snake on the car.
Well, she likes things flopping in the wind, right? You go and bust out your dick and go, here you go, suck it! Oh, wait a minute, didn't you hear a kid in the background, maybe? That's kinda hard, huh? Unless you're a pedophile, then who gives a shit, right? Well, you could be creative, you could always grab her hand and go, well, if you like that snake, maybe you should feel this one. Yeah, they're not gonna know, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Cool, mate.
Cool.
Oh, we're slowing down. We're about to turn off.
Gee, I wonder, can snakes puke? Yeah, that thing's fucking flopping around like that like crazy. If that was me, I'd be already like fucking puking fucking like crazy. But who knows, right? Let's continue.
Oh, oh, don't put your head up. Mate!
He's angry.
He's angry.
Oh, so these stupid retards, I guess they must be animal whisperers. They know that the snake is angry.
Gee, maybe you should pull over and go save the snake. Duh.
Whatever, let's continue.
Oh. Oh, God.
Whoa. Fuck, do they bite?
I don't know, but he's getting longer.
How fucking big is it?
Well, apparently the snake is bigger than your dick because your wife is getting excited. Enjoy!
Oh, I don't want to get anywhere near it.
I don't think green tree snakes. Can you pull over and hit it over?
Well, if this snake is the same one that it's in the video, it's non-poisonous, so I guess you can remove the snake. But if it bites you, it will piss you off. So, you got that. Enjoy.
Oh, oh no. Oh no. Fuck me. Perry?
I don't think it came out. Because it wasn't on the road.
Yeah, you did.
Well, what do you prefer having hanging on your car? A snake or a fucking abo? Fucking aboriginals are fucking ugly ass creatures. They're more uglier than fucking niggers, right? Are they super niggers or something? I don't even fucking know. Look at these fucking creatures. Don't they split their dicks in half so they can look like pussies? What the fuck, man? A split hot dog. They're fucking insane. Yes, Australia, what's wrong with you? You should get rid of these fucking people. You should take a playbook from fucking Israel and do fucking racial cleansing like they do over there in Palestine and the Gaza Strip or wherever the fuck it is. Yeah, it's like when you're cleaning a toilet. You gotta scrub all the shit out, right? Same thing. Well, anyways, let me bring up another clip of more stupid women. Yay! Oh yeah, and disclaimer, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my bullshit, so don't have a fucking meltdown like fucking little woke little faggots. Just saying. Anyways, I have a clip of a fucking woman that's a teacher, and she makes about $7,000 a month, and she doesn't know what to do with it. You want to see fucking how stupid she is? Well, let's bring up that one.
How much my paycheck is as a Texas teacher of kindergarten and what I do with it. So my direct deposit hit today, it was $7,500.81.
Yes, let that sink in. She makes $7,500.81. Let that go inside your mind. Yeah, she makes a lot of money. Oh, if I had half of that money, the things I could do. Oh, yes. Yes, and she gave it all this fucking money just to indoctrinate your child and to abuse them physically, mentally, and sexually. Oh, yes, teachers love fucking kids. Oh, yes. Oh, they're predators. They go where the fucking food's at. So, yeah, friends, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Let's continue.
I did pay the rent at our condo because I am responsible for that. That was $3,581.
That is so fucking stupid. You don't let your wife fucking control the finances. That's so fucking stupid. You know what I noticed? That niggers do this shit. I know one fucking nigger. He thinks he's so fucking smart because he has a fucking master's degree in fucking sucking dick. Yeah, he fucking thought all this egalitarian bullshit. He let his wife fucking handle the money. And because his wife is fucking stupid, they were trying to buy a house. And you know what this fucking dumb bitch did? Because in her mind, her husband likes having fucking money in the bank, you know, like seeing the zeros in there. She didn't pay the mortgage in the house they were getting. So guess what happened? A year of not paying that? Yep, they lost that house. You stupid ass nigger. You believe this egalitarian shit and you got burned. Yes, that's what you get when you fucking believe the fucking bullshit. You drink the Kool-Aid thinking that women are your fucking equals. No, they're not. They're fucking stupid ass creatures. You need to fucking control them and train them. Because just like a dog, if you don't train them, they will shit on the fucking carpet. And we don't do that shit here, okay? Let's continue.
some change. I'm just going to round everything up here. My utilities for the month at the condo were $1,200.
You should have got a house, you stupid bitch, instead of a condo. Condos are just fucking glorified apartments. But you're retarded, so enjoy keeping up with the Joneses, you dumbass.
My gym membership.
Oh, and you should quit that fucking exercising shit. You're still fucking ugly and disgusting. Maybe you should pay for some plastic surgery. You should get rid of that nigger nose. Fucking look like a fucking gorilla. Just saying.
It's $251 a month. I had groceries delivered this month twice for a total of $548.
Why do you buy groceries? Something tells me you don't know how to cook. That you even burn water. Yes, modern women nowadays, they can't even fucking feed themselves. Yes, that's why they're fat and disgusting, because they eat nothing but fucking McDonald's. Yeah, fucking learn fucking how to cook, how to fucking do something, you fucking bitch, instead of complaining you have no money. How the fuck do you waste fucking $7,500 on bullshit? Well, she found a way, so let's continue.
I did not have enough money this month to move anything to savings.
Well, lady, if you stop wasting money on fucking bullshit and dildos, maybe you have some fucking money to actually save. You're wasting money on way too much shit. Look at you.
The payment on my G-Wagon is $1,548. I didn't do anything for my kids this month because it was a tight month, as you know.
Oh, so you spend all that money on your own bullshit and fuck your children, right? Fucking A. Yeah, you're a fucking piece of shit. You see, these fucking women are so fucking stupid. They're so fucking terrible human beings. They can't even take care of themselves and their fucking children. She probably ended up eating her fucking kids because she'll starve if she didn't. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Teachers do not make a lot. And then, I did get my hair done twice and my nails, totaling $500.
So, you wasted $500 on your hair and nails, but you couldn't spend one fucking penny on your children? Gee, I know they phased out the panties recently, but it's still in circulation. So, what the fuck, bitch? You're a horrible fucking mother, human being, and a piece of shit. Now you know why women shouldn't have any fucking rights? Look what they do with these rights. Instead of doing the thing that's supposed to fucking matter, they spend it on bullshit. Yes, women don't deserve rights. You see this? This little fucking thing that she did? Fuck this bitch. Just saying.
I didn't get gas this month. That was my husband's bill.
Look how irresponsible this fucking bitch is. And she's a teacher. She's supposed to be teaching the next generation. And she's teaching them bullshit. Do you believe she's fucking worth $7,500 a month? No! Look at her! She's so fucking stupid and retarded, her husband has to pay her gas. She's a fat fucking bitch, she's fucking full of it. So what the fuck? Fuck this bitch, in my opinion, but whatever, let's continue.
After I add everything up, it was a grand total of negative $124. And that I'll borrow from a friend. I love being a teacher.
I fucking hate niggers. Yes, if you happen to be black and you don't act like these people, you're cool. But if you fucking do stupid shit like that fucking black bitch, you're a fucking nigger and I have no fucking things with you. Fuck off. Fuck you. You are disgusting. But yes, this thing ain't about niggers. This is about fucking women and their stupid mentality. Don't fall for their shit. Just saying. Yes, women are fucking stupid ass creatures. That's why they deserve no fucking rights. They need to be in the kitchen, barefoot, and pregnant. Yes, because that's where they'll be protected the most and they won't cause any trouble. Yes, because women are nothing but giant children with tits. And if you don't control them, they're gonna be running amok doing stupid shit. Yes, and the world is already full of stupid shit. We don't need more. Yes, you will see, women will be crying and complaining, but once you fucking slap them in the fucking face and you fucking rape them for a little bit, they'll come down and they'll get with the program. Yes, friends, you can't do it right now, of course, because we still have all these fucking gay-ass fucking rules and laws. But once fucking society collapses, it's all fair game. And yes, you could be a force for evil or a force for good. I think that we should do things for the good of mankind. Yes, once we take all these women's rights away and we get rid of all the fucking turds? Yeah, we form a good community. Yes, all we gotta do is start working together. Women in the kitchen? Yeah, a penis in every pussy and a chicken in every pot. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Yes, friends. Oh, the future's gonna be good. We just gotta get past this fucking fucked up horrible thing. Yes, because the government of the whole world's fucking shit up. Everything's falling apart and we have to fucking deal with that shit. But once we get over that fucking hump, oh, it's gonna be beautiful, friends. So just gotta wait for that, friends, and it's gonna be awesome. So you take care of yourself, be awesome, and I'll see you on the other side. Well, goodbye.
Who is this diva?
Name's Earl. Served in Nam from 68 to 73rd Infantry.
Have you ever passed a kidney stone, which is more painful than giving birth, Des, and then your boyfriend of 3 years dumps you, all in a four-month period?
One of our trucks hit a mine outside Da Nang. 1 minute, Petey was cracking jokes, and the next, half of them was hanging off a tree. You ever hear a man scream with no lungs?
Okay, Slay, you definitely have more trauma than me. Okay, that's...